AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. health officials are recommending masks for vaccinated people in some situations as coronavirus cases surge.
The House Select Committee looking into the January Capitol riot is hearing from officers who were on the front lines that day.
I was at risk of being stripped of and killed with my own firearm as I heard chants of kill him with his own gun. I could still hear those words in my head.
Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone says what he witnessed was unlike anything he could have imagined in his country. Capitol Police Officer Sergeant Aquilina Cannell said he was trampled and thought this was going to be how he died.
The rioters attempted to breach the Capitol were shouting, "Trump, send us. Pick the right side. We want Trump."
Gunnell says Capitol Police lost good officers on that day in January. He doesn't want medals. He wants justice and accountability. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says every elected official needs to answer a question.
Will we adhere to the rule of law? Will we respect the rulings of our courts? Will we preserve the peaceful transition of power? Or will we be so blinded by partisanship that we throw away the miracle of America?
Many Republicans are playing down or outright denying the violence and denouncing the Democratic-led investigation as politically motivated. Robert Aaron Long, the Georgia man accused of killing eight people at three Atlanta-area massage businesses, pleaded guilty, hoping for a sentence of life without parole for four of the deaths. In Tokyo, the Russian Olympic Committee beat the United States for the women's gymnastics team title. Simone Biles was scratched from the competition with an apparent medical issue. Meantime, Tokyo reported its highest number of new coronavirus infections today. Stocks opened sharply lower in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Other than 1980, the Philippines has been in the Summer Olympics since 1924. In Tokyo, the Philippines won its first gold medal.
Even though we're in pandemic, I did not give up. And my team did not give up.
Heidelin Diaz won gold for the Philippines in 55 kilo over 202 pound weightlifting.
I just want to say we able to do it. We can. We can, and I know they are proud to be Filipino.
Flora Duffy has won the Olympic women's triathlon, earning Bermuda's first Olympic gold medal.
To be Olympic champion has sort of been my dream since I was a pretty little girl when I first did my first triathlon.
Bermuda hadn't medaled at the Olympics since boxer Clarence Hill's bronze in heavyweight boxing in 1976.
But I think it's bigger than me. It's just going to inspire the youth of Bermuda and everyone back home that, competing on the world stage from a small island is really possible.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.